AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Dow is down more than 500 points in its first hour of trading as President Trump's long simmering feud with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has escalated. President on social media said this morning Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. It's one day after Powell said that tariffs will have an adverse impact on the economy.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
President Trump says the Fed should be cutting interest rates. The European Central Bank made that move today. The president today meets with Italy's prime minister to talk trade. The Trump administration's vowing to keep Kilmar Abrego Garcia out of the U.S. He is the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. The White House now offering evidence it says shows Abrego Garcia was a gang member. And Eli Lilly says its investigative weight loss pill saw users in trials shed up to 16 pounds. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican lawmakers want the state to pitch in some additional funding to cover the cost of public safety for next week's NFL draft in Green Bay. Howard Representative David Steffen is asking for $1.25 million from the state. That money would be split among Brown County, the city of Green Bay, and the village of Ashwaubenon. Steffen says the money would cover two-thirds of the expected cost to keep people safe during the event. The draft takes place April 24th through 26th. A GoFundMe account has been set up for the children of two Taylor County homicide victims. Becky and Joshua Mann were killed in their home near Gilman last Wednesday, leaving behind four children aged 16 to 25 who now face a future without their guiding presence, according to family members who set up the fundraiser. Their initial goal was $30,000, but as of Monday evening, they had more than $63,000 already in the bank. Investigators say they were killed by a 15-year-old boy who fled from the scene and turned the gun on himself sometime later. No motive for the shootings has been given. The Steel Bridge team at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville earned the title of first place overall at the 2025 Western Great Lakes Student Steel Bridge Regional Competition held this month in Milwaukee, a first for UW-Platteville. UW-Platteville's performance included first place in structural efficiency, first place in stiffness, second place in construction economy, third place in construction speed, and third place in cost estimates. As a result of their achievements, they now advance to the Student Steel Bridge Competition National Finals, set to take place at the end of next month at Iowa State University with around 40 to 45 schools participating. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers dismissed Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Home runs by Reese Hoskins and Christian Yelich. Pitcher Jose Quintana on getting his second win of the season.
Feels great. You know, every single day means a lot, you know, and about your preparation, how you want to be ready for games.
The crew has the day off before opening a 3-game series at home against the A's tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks holding a final practice session before heading to Indianapolis tomorrow for Saturday's playoff game at noon. Center Brooke Lopez on facing the Pacers again in the postseason.
We know who they are, what they're capable of, what their identity is. We've been working these last few days on being ultra vigilant about transition, you know, transition, the way they move the ball around the floor in the half court, how unselfish they are, just being ready to go from the jump defensively.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers likely from later this morning into this afternoon. Mid-60s for a high. Tonight, showers, scattered thundershowers, low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for if they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water?
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then all the way from WGBW, Amanda Nimmer joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Jam pack show coming up today. Jim Santel, our friend and colleague from Amicus, a law review, which airs every Saturday from 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network, will join us after the 10:30 news. We are going to talk about the ongoing case of Gilmar Abrego Garcia, the man that the Trump administration says is a MS-13 gang member. He has been sent to a prison in El Salvador. The Supreme Court has said, you got to bring him back.
And not just some of them.
All nine of them. All nine of them agreed, although Trump administration officials are making the rounds on various cable news network shows saying, no, the Supremes agreed with Trump. Up is down, down is up, sky is green, grass is blue.
I'm a billionaire.
So we'll talk about that with Jim Santel and find out what he anticipates is going to be coming next. Then after the 11 o'clock news, Brad Toll from Discover Green Bay is going to join us. There is something happening in Green Bay next week. Don't tell me. It's the NFL draft.
That's right.
Big deal in Green Bay.
Huge.
And they've been trying to get this for a long time. So we're going to talk about the economic impacts and what this is going to mean for the city of Green Bay coming up after 11 o'clock. Then Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, will be here at 11:20 with a little weather and wine. Find out what we've got coming our way here in Racine right now. It's really pretty nice. Sun's out.
Yeah.
Sun's out. Little windy, but I know we have rain coming our way, so we'll check that out with Brittany. 11:33, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe will be here to talk all things sports balls. And we'll wrap it up, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Ticket to Ride edition.
This one's interesting.
It is interesting. Yeah. It's Canadian-based. So we'll share So we'll share that with you coming up around 11:51. To start off with, though, Robert Kennedy Jr., who is now the head of Health and Human Services and all of the things that fall under that umbrella, he's long claimed that vaccines cause autism.
Yeah.
Even though, to date, the science does not support that.
The one study that came out saying so was
that linked the two.
Yes. Was disproven. The doctor, I believe, no longer practices, and it's been redacted. It's,
and I think he is the one who wanted it redacted.
Yeah, it's this is a non credited report that people still talk about. It's the basis of their opinion on it, even though
one study that has been since pulled.
Yes, that pretty much all credible doctors in the field have said, yeah, that's not true.
Right. Well, he had some comments yesterday about people with autism. And for anyone listening who might know someone who is on the spectrum, or you have a son or a daughter or a cousin or a sister or a brother. I think you will find this very interesting. Here is Robert Kennedy Jr. yesterday talking about children with autism. Calvin, can we play that clip, please?
This is an individual tragedy as well. Autism destroys families. More importantly, it destroys our greatest resource, which are our children. These are children who should not be suffering like this. These are kids who, many of them, were fully functional and regressed because of some environmental exposure into autism when they're 2 years old. And these are kids who will never pay taxes. They'll never hold a job. What? They'll never play baseball. They'll never write a poem. They'll never go out on a date. Many of them will never use a toilet unassisted. And we have to recognize we are doing this to our children.
855-752-4842. If you know someone who is autistic, if you have a family member who is on the spectrum, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
If you are autistic, we would love to hear from you.
If you're tuning in, we were just listening to Not a Doctor, yeah, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about, I take so much issue with that statement, how it begins, because I don't have children, but I know I have friends who have children who are on the spectrum. Autism doesn't destroy the family. It affects the family. And then the family together comes to solutions, finds a way to live, and lives as happily as they can. This idea that it destroys, like, it was just such a, and yeah, we got people on the phone who are wanting to, but it was such an offensive way of speaking on this topic and using children to put forth a point that has no basis in science.
Kennedy, when he was speaking yesterday, said that his department's mission is to end autism, and he said he's going to eliminate it within months. It's been studied for years, but that's okay. RFK Jr. says he's going to have the answer, apparently, by September.
That's how you know he belongs in this administration. This is the same administration who is telling us that we're still waiting for a new tax plan for the middle class. Not to mention that
the health care plan.
The health care plan is coming 2 weeks.
And the infrastructure plan,
infrastructure
too.
It's going to be the best.
It's going to be here any minute. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Cassandra from New London is on the line. Good morning, Cassandra. Thanks for calling in. What do you think about this?
Hey, good morning. So I actually, when I was in college, I listened to a speech by this reporter from England who followed this doctor around on his speaking tour. So this doctor, Andrew Wakefield, is the one who did this original study that was put in the Lancet, and then they retracted it.
Right.
He actually still goes around and talks about that study and how, like, he was wronged. He lost his medical license because he manipulated the study, and he actually lied to parents in the study. There was like 20 kids or less, and he actually like was using them for money through the study and was like preying on them, essentially. And he's completely discredited, but he still goes around, and that's why he was a big Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Do you remember her?
Oh, sadly, I do.
She's
just to be, mm-hmm, Cassandra, just to be clear, I want to make sure I heard that correctly. He goes around and talks about how he was wronged, as in like he was done bad, or he's talking about how he was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So
no,
he was wrong.
So he, he admits the man who authored this study connecting vaccines to autism is still going around admitting that that was a lie.
No.
He is
going around saying that the Lancet that retracted the paper is lying to the public.
Okay.
He thinks he's wrong.
So he's still backing up his bogus study.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Cassandra. I appreciate that. 855-752-4842. Robert Kennedy Jr. making some pretty incredible statements yesterday about people with autism, including these are kids who will never pay taxes, they'll never have a job, they'll never write a poem. Many will never use a toilet unassisted. 855-752-4842. 4842.
Jill on the text line listening to WGBW says, mom of an autistic son. He's amazing. Third degree black belt on the school wrestling team. Smart as a whip.
Jill, I can't even imagine what it makes you feel when you hear someone make statements like
that.
Well,
I'm sure Jill is excited because he's going to cure autism.
Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say about this?
Well, I just wanted to say Kennedy is such a doofus. And I say that just to be in compliance. I can't even fathom anybody hiring him to head the health organization. I have two grandchildren who are autistic, and they're both wonderful young adults now. They've managed to make it to the toilet all this time. They graduated from high school, and with extra help from wonderful teachers, and they are caring, giving people. And he doesn't know a thing about people with autism. No. He has no right to say that he's got the cure for it. He is completely nuts.
Appreciate it, Ollie. Thank you so very much for sharing your experience. Again, Robert Kennedy Jr., an environmental lawyer with no medical or research training.
Yeah.
None. Has declared that autism is preventable. We know it's environmental exposure, he says. So the Health and Human Services Department is going to fund a new series of studies to precisely identify which toxins are causing autism. And he promises an answer to the American people very, very quickly. He has said, we're going to know by September.
Oh, great.
That's pretty quick.
Just in time for school starting.
Brian from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, a few things. I have I think last week or the week before was Autism Awareness Week, and I have a friend from high school whose son is autistic, and she's a mega, mega Trump supporter. And she, you know, was posting, oh, we need to, you know, fund research and all this while they're trying to cut, you know, research and Department of Education and all this. And I look at the big picture. It's like you can't have funding for research and cut the Department of Education. It's going to affect your child and all this other stuff that's going to affect your child in so many ways because he's autistic, and still support everything that's going on. You can't have it both ways. And the other thing is I was watching a clip from Boston Legal where Alan Shore was defending a guy who was suing a church that tried to do conversion therapy and promised conversion therapy to a guy who was homosexual. And in his closing argument, he said, well, you know, you probably have restless leg, or you have, you know, depression, or you have this. Well, guess what? There's cures for all this, and there's drugs for all this, and the pharmaceutical companies are making all this money. Then why aren't they making money for people who are gay? Because there's no way to cure it. You can't cure it. And that's my thought with autism. You can't cure it. You can't cure certain things. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And
I appreciate it, Brian. We're right up against the clock. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to continue this conversation. Yeah. If you are autistic, if you know someone who is autistic, if you have someone with autism in your family, we would love to hear from you. We're going to play that clip again on the other side from Robert Kennedy Jr. yesterday. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober
or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the Board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We started off the show talking about Health and Human Services Director Robert Kennedy Jr. speaking out yesterday on autism. He has long claimed that vaccines cause autism. Now he has announced that the department is going to shift its research into autism toward potential environmental causes. This is kind of moving away. I thought it was completely the fault of vaccines. That's what he's been claiming for years.
Apparently it's like, I mean, I'm not even, is it like pollen? Like you take in a certain environmental toxin and boom, autism?
He says research into genetic causes is a dead end and asserts we know it's environmental exposure.
Who's we and what do we quote unquote know?
Health and Human Services will fund a series of new studies to identify precisely which environmental toxins are causing it. Now, I am not a scientist. I'm not a researcher. And I would certainly think that, yes, there might be things in the environment that are part of this issue. At the same time, we have the Trump administration that is gutting regulations all over the place. So if this is true, how on earth are we going to find out about it?
Well, I'm sure there'll be, because it fits the narrative, Jane, as we've seen before, is if it, whether we're talking about tariffs or we're talking about people just have money, if it fits the narrative of the Trump administration, they will find the money to fund these I don't even want to call them studies, because there are already so many studies showing where you can find autism coming from. And this whole idea of we know, by the way, that's something you and Robert F. Kennedy have in common. Neither one of you is scientists.
No.
And neither one of you are researchers. But at least you're saying who knows. And I mean, it's pretty easy to search studies on autism. And to disregard, I also find it funny coming from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a guy who's an environmental lawyer who wants to protect the environment. What does he say to people who say, well, climate change isn't real, it's not man-made, what are those studies? They're not experts, they don't know anything what they're talking about. It's almost like, how does he feel when people say that? Now he's saying to science's face, in doctors, researchers, and studies saying, we know what causes it. You don't. We'll cure it.
Well, and don't forget, it says directly in Project 2025, they are only going to fund research which is going to agree with the beliefs of the Trump administration.
And that's why they'll be funded.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they have a predetermined outcome that they want to come to,
yep.
and they're going to fund the things that will support that outcome. Calvin, I would like to play this clip one more time before we go to the bottom of the hour news from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., our head of Health and Human Services, weighing in on people with autism.
This is an individual tragedy as well. Autism destroys families. More importantly, it destroys our greatest resource, which are our children. These are children who should not be suffering like this. These are kids who, many of them, were fully functional and regressed because of some environmental exposure into autism when they're 2 years old. And these are kids who will never pay taxes, they'll never hold a job, they'll never play baseball, they'll never write a poem, they'll never go out on a date. Many of them will never use a toilet unassisted. And we have to recognize we are doing this to our children.
I would love to hear if you have an autistic person in your family.
Please.
If you are autistic.
Yeah.
What your response is to this, 855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire is joining us. Good morning, Gene. What do you think about Robert Kennedy Jr.?
I think he's full of caca. I mean, here's a guy who don't even know what the devil he's talking about. And there's different spectrums of autism.
Yes.
And then he puts it to the highest, you know, level that some people may not be fully functional, but gol darn it, a lot of kids do really well.
Yep.
If they spend the money and the resources on helping those kids get what they need. This is so sick. I mean, I cannot believe this guy. He's in la-la land. And anybody that thinks this guy knows what the devil he's doing, I used to test and see kids' different levels of where they're functioning. Things. Give me a break. This guy's out of his mind. So please come and say, don't waste the taxpayer money. Do things that help kids to work with this syndrome. So thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Jean.
Great job. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gene. Take care. Lori from Hayward texting in, if Kennedy thinks autism is caused by environmental toxicity, why is the Trump regime doing away with EPA regulations? Well, exactly. They're gutting all of our regulatory agencies.
Yeah.
And now he says he knows that it's environmental toxins causing this. So we should trust the validity of whatever study they fund.
For what we're talking about here, I'll just finalize my thoughts with this. This is a man who had a failed presidential run, who at the last minute, when he knew he was done, called Kamala Harris's campaign saying, hey,
pick me.
I'll do something for you. And when they said, nah, you're good, we're fine, he went over to the Trump side.
Yes.
And he sold his soul for this. He didn't have much credibility to begin with, but he lost it all when he decided to glom onto that poisonous group.
Todd from Oshkosh is going to get the final word on this before we go to the news, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. My autistic son is 23. It's his third year at UW Oshkosh studying computer science. Many of his autistic friends are brilliant and will not only hold jobs and pay taxes, but will figure out ways to solve problems that a neurotypical mind would never think of at all.
Amen.
Appreciate that, Todd. All right, we have news coming up next and then a slight switch for the next half hour of the show. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Republicans in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District have chosen their new party leaders. Hannah Teston, the former vice chair, will now become the chair of 3rd Congressional District Republicans. Ryan Hipsch, who has run for assembly in the last two elections, was elected as vice chair. Former chair Bill Feehan was selected as the first vice chair of the state's Republican Party. The field for Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair grew by one as candidates emerged to replace Ben Wickler, who announced last week that he is not seeking re-election. William Garcia, who is the current Democratic Party chair for La Crosse County and the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin, announced his bid for the top spot on Monday. Garcia joins a field that includes former Democratic Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Devin Remicker. Wisconsin Democrats are seeking to get big money out of campaigns with a statewide referendum. Lawmakers in the State Assembly and State Senate are reintroducing a resolution that would effectively overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision by amending the state constitution. The decision allowed corporations to be treated like people in campaigns, increasing the amount of money they could contribute to their preferred candidates. If the bill makes it through the legislature, it would appear on the November 2026 ballot. A bipartisan bill proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature would provide farmers who use beneficial grazing practices with grant funding. The State Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing on the bill earlier this month, and if passed into law, it would establish a pilot program to offer technical support and grants of up to $40,000 for farmers using managed grazing systems. The grazing practice moves cattle through smaller pastures in different areas, improving soil health and water quality, as well as decreasing soil erosion. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with high temperatures reaching the low 60s and scattered showers rolling in late this afternoon. As they continue through this evening, chances of thunderstorms are also possible, bringing the risk of hail. We're expected to pick up around a half an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also, the NFL draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have some changes coming next week.
Indeed.
Indeed. We have some lineup changes here on Civic Media. That's going to kick in on Wednesday. So just to reassure everyone, Earl Ingram, the host of the Earl Ingram Show, right before us, he is staying with Civic Media. But he's going to take all his passion and direct it into some great special pieces he's going to be working on for the entire network. He's going to have a regular podcast.
Yep.
And he's going to be appearing on lots of shows across the network as well. So next Wednesday, the new lineup is going to be the Midwest Farm Report with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke from 5 to 6 a.m. Then Pat Kreitlow, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, takes over from 6 to 9. Greg and Calvin and I are moving up 1 hour next Wednesday. Yep. We will be airing from 9 to 11. Then Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. Todd Alba, 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn, 4 to 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwab remains 6 to 8 p.m. And don't worry if you're listening in WMDX in Madison. John and Gordy, their show stays the same. Also the same for Mano and the Mayor on WGBW in Green Bay. In Madison, you're also going to be getting Stephanie Miller as well.
And also, if you are listening in the up north area and you're used to Chad Holmes after Pat Kreitlow, same for Chad Holmes as for Earl. He will be doing some special reporting, focusing a lot on
that
sports as well.
Man is so busy.
I know. I don't know how he or, honestly, Jimmy Cuska sleeps.
Yeah. Like, and Mike Clemens, too.
Oh, my good gravy. It's always there. They're always doing sports.
Yep. Lots and lots of sports. So, yes, that's coming up next week, next Wednesday, the new lineup here on Civic Media. And if you're not able to listen to one of your favorite shows, no matter who it is, you can always find it. Listen as a podcast.
That's pretty easy to do that, Jane.
It's super easy to do that.
Yeah.
So just go to civicmedia.us, click on shows.
Yep.
There's an entire archive with at least 100 previous shows. Yeah. So you can listen to those. You can also subscribe for a podcast.
Yes, indeed. Yep. And you can actually subscribe to any show, too. And remember, because you just can't get enough of us, there's 2 podcast episodes a day, plus a third
like a bonus
mini episode of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. So if you're just like, I just need 3 to 4 minutes of pure laughs, This Shouldn't Be a Thing is the podcast for you. And tell a friend, by the way.
Yeah, tell if we would have loved that.
Tell today, make it a point, tell one friend.
Just one.
About Civic Media, about our show, about what we're doing here, and just, you know, share what you know about us, because we love you.
Speaking of This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
What?
Today, around 11:51, we'll wrap up the show with the Ticket to Ride edition.
This one burns my grits, but we'll get to it.
It will probably burn many grits, I would imagine. Unfortunately, Jim Santel, our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review here on Saturdays from 9 to 11 across the network, had a last-minute change of plans, so he will not be able to join us. We will have Jim back next week, next Thursday, in his regular time. But I did want to spend just a little time talking about this ongoing case of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly, by the Trump administration's own admittance, was mistakenly sent to this notorious prison in El Salvador. Trump administration says, yeah, we can't do anything about it. It's not our problem. El Salvador's president says, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, and I said it before. I'm going to repeat myself once more, many times probably. It's, if anything, come out and say, we won't do it. He's a gang member, blah, 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 racist tropes. I'm a monster. But they're literally putting up their hands like a shrug emoji going, what am I going to do?
Too bad. Yeah, a federal judge earlier this week said she will order sworn testimony by Trump administration officials to determine if they complied. I think they didn't.
No.
With her orders to facilitate the return of Mr. Garcia, U.S. District Judge Paula Ginnis in Maryland issued her order after Trump officials continually refused to bring him back. She says they defied a clear Supreme Court order. The Supremes all agreed.
Yeah.
9-0.
Clarence Thomas looked at Kagan and said, yeah. And she said, yeah. And the unanimous decisions do not happen often anymore. And this one did. And I think we have evidence of them not complying by the fact that Mr. Abrego is not here, or Mr. Garcia is not back. He could have jumped on the plane with the president of El Salvador, but he didn't. And also, as and let no one tell you differently, there is no proof, I should say, that he is a member of a gang, even though right now Homeland Security is doing a disgustingly hard charm offensive on trying to make it seem like he is a monster. They're trying to denigrate him. He's not a Maryland man. He's a gang member. Okay, where's the proof on that?
No one. And that's just it. And this is all about, it's about due process.
Yes.
It's about giving the man due process. And I saw someone on Twitter say, what about the Patriots on January 6th?
What about them?
Did they get due process? Yes, they did.
Yes.
They had trials. They went to court. There was testimony. So, yes, they got due process, and then they were found guilty. That's just a side note now.
Well, while we're talking, I'll just say this too. They also got blanket pardons, even though they were found guilty of crimes. And now people are thinking they deserve to be paid back for the money they
paid. Yeah, we should repatriate their money.
Apparently, America's all about reparations now for traitors. But we digress. We want to talk about Mr. Garcia. This is... This should scare people, and I don't like doing that because.
But it should.
When they can take away the due process of a non-citizen who is still protected by the courts, his status was protected by the courts. Who's this? What's next?
Who is next?
Who is next? When we have Marco Rubio in the State Department saying, if you know anybody from the previous administration who still works here who has an anti-Christian bias. Let me know.
Snitch.
What is going on here? Because you may have voted for Trump and you may love Trump and whatever, that's fine. I'll still talk to you about it. But at what point are you no longer American enough? At what point are you the one who they look at and say, well, yeah, not good enough anymore. So we're going to just go ahead and put you in this bus and take you to a place where maybe we can make you better. See you later.
Well, and they're already saying that Trump has already said he would love to send Americans to El Salvador.
He said it in the Oval Office to the president of El Salvador. He said, next are the homegrowns.
Yeah. That's a whole nother kettle of fish that we're not going to get around to talking about. Yeah. We'll have to wait for our legal expert, Jim Santel, when we talk about that. But yes, this should be a concern for all of us.
Yep.
855-752-4842. Cassandra says, I'm worried that he's dead. And that's why they're stalling. There is no proof of life.
We have no proof of life. I mean, apparently, was it a congressman or a senator went down?
A congressman went yesterday.
Went down there and was denied access to the inside.
Couldn't even have a phone call with him.
But who did they let in?
Christy Noem.
Oh, she
goes and poses for pictures in front of the prison. They are allowing influencers into this prison. I just saw it on Twitter. They're allowing influencers who now have access to press briefings at the White House. They are allowed into this prison. But a U.S. congressman, no. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, a guy I know on Facebook sent me a Fox News report. Oh, yeah, this guy in 2019 and 2020 beat his wife and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? That would have been great if there had been a court trial for this guy, before they deported him, saying all this under oath. Then we could believe it. But the network, who's been fined almost $1 billion for lying, I'm not believing that as readily.
Well, and you know what really makes my head explode, Troy? Do you know how many men within the Trump administration have been accused of domestic violence?
Oh, absolutely.
The list is a long one.
Yeah.
A really long. Good heavens, one of Ron DeSantis's, the governor of Florida's key people, just got arrested again for exposing himself for the fourth time.
Yeah.
So if that's going to be the basis for deportation, then we're going to be losing a lot of people from the Trump administration.
Very true.
We are.
I mean, and that's the thing, too, is like I got into it with, and I don't like doing this, but I got into it on Facebook with somebody, and they were just adamant. He's a gang member. Okay, once again, as I've always asked, show your work. What's your proof? Where is it? There is no proof that he was in a gang. There was an accusation.
Yep.
A court said he may be, but there was no proof. And if and without that proof, which is part of the due process.
It is part of the due process, yeah.
He's still protected. So it just,
don't forget, one of the people who fingered him for being a gang member is a former Milwaukee cop who has conflicts of his own.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Some pretty considerable ones.
Quit before he could be fired.
Troy from Mount Horeb, thank you so much for joining us. 855-752-4842 if you want to join the conversation. Terry from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Terry. What do you want to say about this?
Hi, guys. What happened with the Senator Van Hollen? Did he not meet with anybody?
He was not allowed to meet with anyone. He met with the vice president of the country, but he was not allowed into the facility. He was also not allowed a phone call with Garcia.
So we don't know if he's alive or not.
No, correct. No, Garcia. We don't.
Correct.
Nope, there is no proof of life at this point.
And I think they're really banking on us just forgetting about the man eventually, so we stop asking questions.
And give up.
Yep.
And give up.
No.
All right. All right, thanks, guys.
You bet, Terry. Marlene from Waukesha is also waiting on the line. Good morning, Marlene. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I apologize for this, but I just wanted to step back because nobody said it in the last segment on autism. Elon Musk, I do believe, could use a toilet, and he is autistic, and he has admitted it, and I looked it up just to make sure. He was hosting Saturday Night Live in May of 2021, and he brought it up himself and announced it, and it was not a joke. So, yeah, autistic people can't do anything, right?
Yeah. What an insult, yeah. Marlene, right? Yeah. What an insult.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, well, I won't say anything about whatever is damaged in some of the people in our current administration, but, you know.
Group therapy. I think some group therapy sessions would be a really good idea for a whole bunch of people.
I don't
appreciate
it.
Marlene. Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling in. We are up against the clock. When we return, I just want to spend just a little scooch.
What now, Jane?
There was a flight.
A flight?
There was a flight.
What? A historic flight, Jane?
Apparently, it was historic. I saw that all over Twitter yesterday.
Did they go to Mars?
No.
Oh.
When we return, we'll talk Blue Origin, this historic flight. Stay with us. Can you hear the sarcasm? Am I getting it across?
Actually, I'm going to get you a napkin.
Am I flecking sarcasm?
It's on my shirt.
Sorry, I apologize. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
From the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. In 2024, a ballot measure to throw out Ohio's dysfunctional, politician-led redistricting process had its description rewritten by state officials to sink it. Now, Ohio officials are trying to sink two more measures they don't like, and the U.S. Supreme Court is now involved. Some background. Ohio's fair and truthful ballot measure requirements allows the state to modify a ballot measure's description to make it more accurate for voters. But can it use that authority to manipulate the process and block citizens from moving their ballot measure forward? Organizers tried for 2 years to get the language okayed to gather signatures for the Protecting Ohioans' Constitutional Rights measure, giving citizens the private right to sue the state and removing the qualified immunity that police and government officials are currently given. While organizers have acted in good faith, Federal District Court Judge Karen Nelson Moore wrote that Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost rejected the proposed amendment language 8 times and found the reasons dubious. The 3-judge panel ruled 2-1 that Ohio was restricting organizers' speech and must approve the measure's description. But April 9th, Yost appealed to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh for an emergency stay of the Sixth Circuit's order, which Kavanaugh immediately granted despite the sketchy circumstances. We'll continue to watch this situation. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
I just want to let this play for a little bit, Kevin.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calvi on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, Brad Toll from Discover Green Bay will be joining us. The draft is next week. Lots of activity in Green Bay. Thousands and thousands of people will be heading to Green Bay, so we will talk about that. Brittany Merlot will be here, too, with a little weather and wine. Around 11:20, if you're trying to make plans for the Easter weekend, because Easter is on Sunday. I did want to spend just a little time talking about this. Gayle King, here's the headline. This is from Yahoo News. Gayle King defends Blue Origin flight after backlash, says there was nothing frivolous about their recent trip to space with Katy Perry and Lauren Sanchez. In case you missed this, and I don't know how you did, because the networks covered this like they had landed on the moon.
Yeah,
they really did.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos' space tourism company, Blue Origin, shot up, because that's what it was.
It's space tourism for the wealthy.
They launched 6 women into space, including pop singer Katy Perry, CBS Mornings host Gayle King, his fiance Lauren Sanchez, also Amanda Nyhan, an ex-NASA engineer. I'm sorry, she's an activist. Ex-NASA engineer Aisha Bowe and film producer Carrie Ann Flynn. The suborbital flight lasted less than 11 minutes. This has been done before. William Shatner was along for the ride one of the last times that they sent Blue Origin up. I guess my biggest gripe with this, and I think this is cool, and if I were given an opportunity to do this,
yeah,
I would sign up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would. I don't have any money, but if they were going to give me a free ride in it, yeah, I would go. You can't call them crew.
You've been harping on this one. But
crew implies duties.
Yeah.
Crew implies responsibilities in making this thing fly.
Yeah.
if I go on a ride at an amusement park and it shoots me off the ground, I don't say I was part of the crew of that ride. I'm a passenger.
Fair.
Right?
Yeah.
They were passengers.
Yes.
And
yes.
They got a great ride.
For 11 minutes.
It was for 11 minutes.
Yep.
A multi-million dollar ride, granted.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this is great, I guess.
It's fine.
It's fine. But was this groundbreaking because there were six women? I guess.
But it, not really. I'm sorry, but like they didn't, if they would have went to the moon or the ISS or had a project, fine. But it was literally a bunch of famous rich people or influencers who got to go on the world's most expensive roller coaster.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm sorry, but like I know I'm a dude, but I stop trying to paint this as this is a big deal for women.
Historic. No. Are there women involved in building this thing? Are there women involved in the creating Blue Origin? That's historic.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about them. But the six women who got to go for an 11-minute ride, again, don't call them crew. That really grinds me.
I like the syntax. What is it? The nomenclature of it, yes. All for you.
It's because it's inaccurate.
Yeah.
Gail King is upset because she's getting pushback on this. Quote, Jeff Bezos has so many ideas, and the people that are working there are really devoted to making our planet a better place. There was nothing frivolous about what we did, so I'm disappointed and saddened. And I also say this, what it's doing to inspire other women and young girls, don't ignore that. I'm not. I've had so many women and young girls reach out to me, men too, by the way, that say, wow, I never thought I could do that, but I see you doing it. Well, most of us aren't going to be able to do it because we can't afford it.
Yeah, do you know who
Bezos isn't giving these away for free?
Yeah, and the ones who influence the young girls to get into the sciences and to space travel and things like that
are the astronauts
who came before her.
Yes,
not six famous people.
Again, would I like to go along? Absolutely. Would I jump at the chance? Absolutely. But please don't say that you're part of the crew, like you actually did something to make it fly.
Yeah.
You went along for a nice ride.
I just literally like how angry that
grinds
the semantics of it all for you is what's... before we go to break, I want to say real quick, someone on the text line asked about a congressman named Riley Moore of West Virginia who was allowed into the confinement center in El Salvador, given access, and... took selfies.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, and just to let you know what kind of person he is, he posted on Instagram, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, and yet he's going down here and taking pictures with people who could possibly be illegally detained and imprisoned. So apparently it's really not about, it is about your party and what you're supporting. So
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Color me shocked. News is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. If you have the app, we're global. Not in space yet. We'll call Bezos.
Oh, God, I want to be in the ISS so bad.
Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
With song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words,
you're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Earl Ingram.
Tomorrow on The Earl Ingram Show, I'm thrilled to have my friend and co-host Sandy Williams back with me. Sandy and I will engage in a deep conversation about the most significant issues of the week.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly.
Pete Schwabba. You have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A day after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that tariffs would lead to inflation, President Trump said on social media Powell's, quote, termination cannot come soon enough. ABC political director Avery Harper said that's a major hit to the Fed's independence.
Calling for his firing is really in conflict with that, because the Federal Reserve is supposed to have the power and the freedom to set interest rates as it sees fit.
President Trump meeting today with Italy's prime minister to discuss trade. Google operated an illegal monopoly in the world of online advertising technology. That's the ruling from a federal judge in Virginia after the Justice Department sued Google, saying it should have to sell off its ad manager. Google has not commented. And a federal judge said late Wednesday there's probable cause the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when it defied his instruction to return two migrant deportation flights to the U.S. This is ABC News.